Quiet on set, rolling camera, rolling sound, and action. Welcome back to another episode of Two Girls on Fleek.
Oh.
Podcast.
Two guys. It's the same guys every week.
It's the two guys that do the thing.
Hey, you know what I mean? But sometimes we feel like we might be on fleek, you know? Like, you know, like our eyebrows or something on fleek. I don't know what the kids say these days, but it's fleek on fleek, you know what I mean?
Fleek on fleek.
Fleek on fleek crimes right there. Dude.
How was your 4th of July, Gary?
Amazing. It
amazing.
Was one of the best 4th of Julys ever. Hung out at the girlfriend's house with the family.
Hello. Did you make barbecue. Your own fireworks?
Hey.
How you doing?
And there was a couple bottle rockets, you know what I mean?
Oh, take it easy.
Hey, take it easy.
Mr. Pyro.
Yeah, you know.
Pyrotechnics
going on. We had some beers, some barbecue,
nice.
And then...
Yeah, I had a great time, too. Fireworks were on fleek this year.
Oh, where did you
did
see
you notice?
Fireworks?
Everywhere.
Yeah, we went to the Rose Bowl.
Well, I went to my mom's house in North Hollywood, which is basically Rose Bowl all around.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, luckily
you can... A lot of fireworks everywhere. We were driving home on the 5 freeway and it was like boom, boom, boom everywhere.
It was the same when I was coming home on the 134.
I thought fireworks were illegal.
No, only... Well, in Pasadena they are.
Not on the 4th.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because there's signs everywhere in Pasadena.
Yeah. Oh, Santa Clarita too, where I live, there's like fireworks are illegal. It's $1,000 fine.
Yeah. Plus they charge $100 per pound to dispose of the fireworks.
Per pound. Take it
easy. Hey, what is this, Ralph's or something? You charge by the pound now?
Hey,
I'm not buying bananas. It's fireworks.
Did you? Because I know it's a weird week that you have 4th, off on Wednesday. Did you work this week?
No, I actually took this week off because June, as great as it was my busiest month, I think, ever out here.
Really?
The whole month, I only had 3 days off.
Why are you showing off?
Hey, you know, cha-ching.
That didn't work.
Yeah.
Oh, as much.
Oh, sorry.
But that was my choice.
Well, that's me this month. I
did a big job that had a huge check.
Yeah, cha-ching.
I think I'm going to take a few days off.
Yeah, dude.
No, I'm actually trying to take as much work as I can.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to fill up July right now, but
July.
What else did you work on?
I did a fast food commercial. Mm-hmm. I think I did two, and then I did something for it was part of a music video.
Oh,
but it wasn't a music video. It was like it was like something they're gonna insert to a music video later.
Oh, like some B-roll.
Yeah, exactly. We were at a dance studio in Silver Lake.
Hmm. Okay.
Have you shot in Silver Lake?
Silver Lake. I've shot there. Yeah.
A lot of fedoras and ponytails. And beards and.
Oh yeah, coffee. I mean, I like coffee, bars. But you know. Yeah, beards and
yogas,
flannel.
Flannel.
You plaid. Know,
it's 98 degrees.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
There's a lot of people walking dogs.
Yep.
A lot of ladies wearing yoga gear.
Even though they're just going to the store.
They're just going to get coffee. Yeah, it's definitely an interesting place. But yeah, we shot at this dance studio, just some chicks dancing and easy day. We were done by 6.
Nice.
I was home by 7:30 and it was beautiful.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Gotta love those days.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
It helps that you have I had a very nice PM.
That's cool.
Shout out to my man, Rob DeLosio.
Oh.
He's a cool dude.
Nice.
Yeah, he used to be he started off as an office. When I first met him, he was an office PA, so he's known me for a while. So now.
Oh, that's cool.
He lets me do whatever I want.
Oh, hey. You're like, I'll be back in a bit. I'm going to go hit Starbucks.
I'm going to go to go grab something real quick. I'll be back in 2 hours.
Yeah. I just got to run back to Santa Clarita. Quick round trip.
Yeah, quick round trip. I forgot my sunglasses.
Yeah. I'll be back before lunch.
Yeah, that was a cool job.
That's awesome.
What jobs you been on? Did you do BET?
Yeah, I did E3, then I did the Movie Awards, MTV Movie Awards, and then BET.
Man.
The BET Awards.
The BET Experience or wow. BET Awards?
The whole thing.
You experienced the whole thing?
I experienced a lot, including...
Did you listen to any trap music?
Dude.
Trap.
The entire week was trap music. I swear, I'm going to come out with my own trap album now.
You should, dude, because it's so easy to make.
Yeah, we actually decided, me, my boss, and my other friend, JB, we all decided that we were going to like create an entire trap album, but the whole album was going to have 10 words on the entire album.
Of course, just repeat it.
Yeah, one song's just going to be trap, 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 trap.
I should send you the little video I made that I sent my buddy Benny.
Okay, speaking of... We got to cue this
We will tweet it out so you guys can check
Yeah, we're going to tweet this out so you can get the full visual. But this is Jaime's version of some trap music.
Yep.
Get ready for this. This is greatness. That's amazing.
It sounds just like
it's every single trap song.
Oh, the other dudes, yeah.
There was this one song where this guy said for 4 minutes straight, shot, shot, hit him with a Glock. Ooh. For 4 minutes. I had to listen to this.
Because that makes sense.
Yeah. What is this? And then there was another song where he was just like, new phone, who dis? New life, who dis?
Who dis?
New phone, who? I'm like, I get it. You have a new phone. Why is this a song?
It just came out of T-Mobile or something.
Oh. He's like, dude, I just got a new iPhone. I got to make a track about this.
I
got to
make a track about my new phone.
New iPhone X. Who dis? I ain't got your number. I got a new life. Who dis?
Who dis?
Who dis?
Mom? Who dis?
Mom? Who dis?
I don't know you.
You trying to call me? Who dis?
Who dis?
Dude, or we just have another song where it's like, Swedish fish, Swedish fish, Swedish fish, Swedish fish. Eating my goldfish, Swedish fish, Swedish fish.
Are you serious?
Trap. Brr. Every song has a brr and a swisher.
And a skirt skirt.
Skirt skirt.
Skirt skirt. Yeah, there's always sound effects.
Dude, and these people during the pre-show were just going nuts. Mm-hmm. And we're just like, what the hell are they even saying?
I'm not
going
to lie, I listen to some of it.
Oh, yeah, you're trapping?
I like beats. Yeah. But some of the stuff is like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, just the words. I mean, the beats are fine. It's the words. Like, I don't know.
They just make up shit.
Yeah, and I had to listen to this for like 3 or 4 days
because they rehearse the songs.
Yeah, they're rehearsing all morning, and then the show is all night.
Swedish fish all day.
Yeah, dude.
Swish, swish.
Swish, swish. Swish, swish.
Ah. Squirt, squirt.
Squirt, squirt. Yeah, it was nuts. I mean, overall, it was a fine job. It was fun, like, but it was hilarious. Show day got a little.
Was it better than E3?
No, I don't think E3 takes the cake.
E3.
I mean, that was great. The MTV Movie Awards were cool. That was fun. Yeah, the locations crew is always fun.
MTV Award, where's that at? Where's that?
This year we did it in Santa Monica at the Barker Hangar, Santa Monica Airport. They do it
at different places?
Yeah, last year it was at the Shrine.
The Shrine Auditorium.
Yep, by USC. I think they kind of just switch it up every year.
Nice, yeah.
The airport hangar was cool though. They turned it into a whole thing. Like 90, I would say 80% of the airport hangar was the stage.
Yeah.
It was dope. If you guys saw it, like, there was LED screens, like, basically. Half of the hangar was LED screens.
Should you talk to any celebrities?
Nope. But I did.
Nick Lachey?
Who? Oh, Nick Lachey.
Who?
Who? Swisher.
Hey, Nick.
Skirt, skirt. Hey, Nikki. Swisher.
Have you seen that SNL skit, Friendos?
No.
Oh, my God. It's hilarious. You guys
Friendos.
See that?
Yeah, right.
Just
I'm look
search
this up.
YouTube Friendos SNL.
Okay.
And it's basically Kenan. Thompson, is that
mm-hmm.
his name?
Yeah.
And another character. And so it's three guys. It's a group. And they go to therapy. And they're basically all talking. And then there's one. So Kenan Thompson is the guy that does the ad lib. He just repeats everything. Like he'll be talking, da, 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 and then we wanted the Lambo, and he'll say Lambo.
Oh
in
wait,
the background.
Oh wait, I did see this. I didn't know it was called Friendos.
Yeah, it's called Friendos because that's the name. I think the name of their group or their song.
I did see that. Yeah,
Friendos.
Yeah, he's like the Echo hype man kind of guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's the DJ Khaled.
Yeah, and another one. Listen,
another one.
Listen.
Yeah, but that's funny.
That's funny. Yeah, dude. Trap music's interesting for sure.
I listen to some trap.
Who's your favorite trapper?
Trapper?
Is that what they call them? Trapper? Trapstar?
Trapstar? Who is a trapstar? Trap maker? It's all considered rap, but now it's... Trap is trap known for the beat. They use the heavy bass. And
Trap's like the dubba 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 dubba
dubba dubba dubba dubba. No, but there's rappers that rap that way too, and they don't do trap.
Like Cardi B?
Cardi B does trap.
She's trap?
She uses trap tracks.
Oh, okay.
If anybody's a wizard on rap music, let us know.
Yeah, please tweet us because...
I think 80% of the shit we say is not true. Yeah. But we sound like we know.
Yeah, you just have to sound like an expert.
Trap music is the beat that they use. The 808 synth and the whole heavy...
Okay.
The boom, boom, like... The chicka boom boom, you know?
Chicka boom boom. I will say, I don't like Cardi B, but I will say her lines are pretty hysterical.
They're funny.
Like, oh man, she does make me laugh listening to it because I think it's just so ridiculous.
You ever listen to Little Dicky?
No.
Comedic like trap star guy.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, I might have to listen to him now.
You should check him out.
So is he just making fun of?
He has a new song with he goes, I wish it was Chris Brown or something. And the music video is hilarious because it's called Freaky Friday, like the movie. They switched bodies. And he just raps like, oh, shit, I'm in Chris Brown's body. Huh. And like he's making fun of himself like, oh, I got a big penis now. Oh, I got this, I got that. It's hilarious, dude.
That's
you should check it out.
Funny.
Yeah. Ah. Little Dicky.
I'm going to have to look that up.
Look it up, bro.
Look her up. Yeah.
BET, MTV. Any commercials?
No, I mean, I worked at a BuzzFeed like branded video. Super, super easy job, BuzzFeed.
Do a lot of those.
Yeah, I like working with BuzzFeed. They're like, they always take care of you. Mm-hmm. They don't treat you like shitty. Like everybody treats you like super nice. Everyone's really cool. The crews are always like kind of smaller. Yeah. Like 20 to 30 people versus like 70. And they always hire the same people. So everyone kind of knows each other.
Yeah.
So it's just easy and it's fun. Jobs are great. Nice. I like working, and they pay the same as commercials.
Do they?
Yeah. So it's like, why not work? Why not take those jobs?
They do the same $45 a day?
$22 a day.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm getting a bump then.
Hey, you know?
I'm getting a bump then.
Hey.
No, that's good.
In your fanny pack. You know what I mean? Hey. So I don't think either of us have seen Jurassic World, right?
I have not.
Okay. It's on my list. I definitely want to see it.
Is it doing good in the?
Yeah, dude. It's already opening weekend. It made $148 million.
Jeez.
It's already grossed over $715 million.
What else can they?
I don't know. Oh, the budget was only $170 million, so they almost made the whole thing back opening weekend.
Whoa.
It's insane.
But how many more times do these dinosaurs have to escape?
Yeah, like, and why do the people keep going to Jurassic World is what I want to know.
If they open a new Jurassic World here in California, would you go?
Of course. Well, yeah. Not.
But, because then you'll know something will happen.
Yeah, like, how irresponsible are these parents?
Have they not seen the last seven fucking Jurassic Parks?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
And what makes it a world? Is it because they escaped and now they're everywhere?
And now they're in the world?
In the world?
Yeah, me and my brother Adam were talking about this, and it's just like... We're like, how irresponsible are these parents? Like,
you think they learned the first time.
Yeah, come on, little Johnny. Let's go to this park where dinosaurs eat people. Jeez. It's going to be a great day. I promise.
Nothing will ever happen.
Nothing's going to happen. They might just snack on your arm for a little while and then throw you across the park. But it's going to be, it's like a
you
ride.
You might see big piles of poop.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
Yeah. Maybe there will be a dinosaur egg in there, which will then hatch and eat you as well.
Exactly.
But I mean... It'll be fun, you know?
They keep going with these damn Jurassic Parks, man.
Yeah. I mean, I like that they're making them you know, cooler than, you know, back in the day, I guess, like visually.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, it's pretty.
Well, it's the first funny. Jurassic Park had probably the best CG at the time because it was very, like, it was believable.
When right,
I
saw, yeah.
I think I was, like, yeah. in my teens, like, early.
Yeah, yeah. It came out in, what, 94?
94. So, yeah. So, I was, like, 16, maybe, I think it was. And I was like, whoa, that shit looks real.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's crazy because, like how they're making it look now, it looks even crazier.
Yeah.
Like, even more legit.
That's cool.
Yeah, but it is just so funny.
I'll
like,
probably watch it, though.
Yeah, no, I want to see it. For sure. I just think it's funny that parents are still, in the movie, still taking their kids to a place that, yeah. like,
yeah,
they know. Yeah.
You know, the kids that were then are now taking their own kids.
Right, yeah.
Speak of, have you seen, you know what I'm watching on TV? Is Double Dare.
I heard they brought it back.
There's a new Double Dare.
Dude, that's so crazy.
Because I used to watch it as a kid. And yeah. Now my kid saw a commercial for it, and he's like, I want to watch that show. I'm like, what is it? Double Dare. I'm like, oh, it came back?
Yeah, I heard it just came back.
It just came back. And Mark Summers, the host, is actually in it, but not as the host. He's just like a side host.
Yeah. A couple, like 2 years ago, I worked on the 30th anniversary of Double Dare.
Oh, really?
Yeah, funny story. So Mark Summers hadn't gotten there yet, whatever. We were shooting down in San Diego by Comic-Con. And so I was in the bathroom taking a piss, and all of a sudden, yeah. Mark Summers comes up next to me, and I'm like, oh, hey. Oh, that's Mark Summers. Oh, shit. All right. I was like, Jesus. That is nice to meet you, sir.
I'll take the physical challenge.
Yeah. The physical challenge.
Did you know that guy had leukemia?
Mark Summers?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, dude. He was out for a while.
That's
crazy.
He took
2 years doing chemo.
I heard somebody told me recently that he was OCD. Which is crazy yeah. because, like, yeah. on the show, they're picking, like, slime out of noses and stuff.
Wow, that's crazy. I just saw an interview that he was on a Tonight Show. This was, like, late 90s, I think. It came up on YouTube. It was, like, a recommend video. And he was being interviewed by Jay Leno. And the first guest was Burt Reynolds.
Wow.
And they got into it. Like, they started getting physical with each other and throwing shit at each other, throwing water, and they're like back and forth. I guess Burt Reynolds was like, who the fuck is this guy? He's just a host.
Yeah.
But they were going back and forth. Like, it was a pretty interesting video. It was funny.
That's actually funny. I'm going to have to look this up.
Yeah. Go check it out. I watch a lot of YouTube. Is your cupcakes ready?
Yeah.
Is that your oven?
It's funfetti. that's my easy bake oven.
Is that your easy bake?
the light bulb is burning out. I gotta replace it with a 25-watt. Oh man. Jurassic World. So they shot that entire movie in like Hawaii and England.
Really?
Hawaii, I totally get. England?
Why?
Maybe there's open fields or something that they use.
There's probably a lot of greenery because it's always like rainy.
Yeah, it's always raining.
I get it.
Yeah. That's yeah, I definitely do want to see it. Have you seen Sicario yet?
Not the new one.
Dude, it's good.
I saw the first one.
Yeah, the first one was amazing. The new one was great, but I think I kind of like the first one better.
Yeah.
But the second one was definitely
that
great.
First one when he goes and kills that family at
yeah.
the end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Towards the end.
Yeah.
That was brutal. I was like, whoa.
That was nuts.
Benicio Del Toro, man. He's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
I love that dude.
You don't fuck around.
I met him on set. We talked about this on the first podcast.
Yeah, I think the first one.
How I met him. Is your TV on?
I don't know what that is.
It's okay. I don't hear it on the headphones.
What
I think it's your easy bake oven.
Yeah, I think it's my easy bake. I think my brownies are done.
your trap muffins are ready.
Trap muffins.
Muffin.
What? Easy bake
what?
Oven.
What?
Muffin.
Skrit,
easy bake.
Switcha.
Damn, I'm telling you, dude. We just came up with we're going to drop our album.
Dude.
We're going to drop it like
we
it's
should do
hot,
it.
And like in an easy bake.
What would be better is our videos.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because we can shoot.
Yeah. Let us know on Twitter if you want us to be trap stars. I think we're onto something here.
Two guys on set, trap stars.
Two guys on trap.
Two guys on trap.
Well, two guys on fleek,
trap,
you know?
Trap guys on set.
Trap.
Trap boys on set. Trap Boys?
Trap Boys in the hood. And we'll get DJ Khaled as our hype man. Yeah. The Trapper, listen.
Whoop, whoop.
We the best trap star. dude, so some good news. Whoa.
I wanted to talk about something else.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you go.
Because we're talking about TV shows.
Yeah, go ahead.
I've been watching Cobra Kai.
Oh, how is it? I haven't watched it.
I finished all 10 episodes.
Oh, how? They're hour
it
long?
Was that interesting.
Hour long episode?
No, they're half an hour.
Okay. Oh, sweet.
Yeah. They're pretty good. I mean, feels like an after school special a lot of times. They're kind of cheesy.
A little cheesy.
But I grew up on that stuff, so to me, it's like I want to see it. It's interesting. It's interesting how they took the time, the story, and they, you know, LaRusso, which is a Karate Kid, was a good guy, obviously, in the movie,
mm-hmm.
or in the movies. Was it three movies?
I think three. Yeah.
And there's a in the new episodes on YouTube, right? There's a twist. So. He's not really a good guy, kind of, sort of.
Okay, in between.
They go back to the original movie and they tell the story of the other guy, the bad guy. Fuck, I forget his name. Anyways.
From the movies.
He was a bad guy on the first movie, like the blonde guy.
Yeah.
Anyways,
I can't remember.
So he tells his story of what happened and. You see it in his perspective, like, oh, okay, so maybe he wasn't such a bad dude.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting, man. I enjoyed it. It's pretty cool, you know. I definitely, if you were a fan of the first movies or if you watched the Karate Kid series,
mm-hmm.
I definitely recommend it. It's pretty cool.
It's on YouTube Red, right?
It's on YouTube Red, but okay. But you can find it.
yeah. It's available if you look.
It's at your disposal.
Yeah.
Through other media.
Okay, I'm going to check it out. I'm very, very late to the party, but yeah.
So was I, because it's been out since, I think, beginning of the year or something like that.
Yeah.
But they're making a season two.
Oh, nice. It already got greenlit?
Yeah, it got greenlit for sure. And did you watch the first movie or any of the Karate Kid movies?
Yeah, I think I watched all three.
Yeah, so at the very end of the series, a character comes out that's prominent in the movies, and you're like, oh, what's going to happen?
Mr. Miyagi?
No, he's dead, dude.
Oh, yeah.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
It's pretty sad because he goes and visits Miyagi in the cemetery. He's always talking to Miyagi,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he visits and is like, oh, that's sad. That was a sad scene when he goes and visits him.
Womp, womp.
Yeah, but it's a good series, man. I like it.
That's cool. I'm going to check it out.
I enjoyed
Karate.
It.
Karate. Yeah. I mean, I love the movie, so I definitely want to watch it.
I mean, for the time, the 80s, you know, they still are. They hold up.
Yeah, they hold up.
They hold up pretty good.
I'm very late to the party on this one, but I'm watching Dexter for the first time. It is great.
Really?
I'm like almost done with season three so far.
It's got a lot of seasons, right?
I think eight.
Whoa.
Seven or eight, but it's so good. Have you ever watched it?
Never.
I recommend it.
I hear it's great.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of people say it's great.
Yeah. It's like... It's really good. So, actually, set note from that. It takes place in Miami.
Yeah.
I think the first episode they shot in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
The rest is L.A.
Really?
Yeah, I'm watching a lot in Long Beach. Some in Marina Del Rey.
Right.
You know the Pike down in Long Beach?
No.
It's like that... there's like this place called the Pike. There's like restaurants and stuff on the water. And like some shops and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Dexter's been there a few times. Yeah. Mm. I'm watching the show and I'm like, yep, that's the Pike.
Speak of Cobra Kai is also set in the valley.
Right.
Well, the original movie,
didn't they shoot in...
Is it Danny LaRusso?
What's his
character name? Ralph Macchio.
Macchio. Yeah.
Macchiato.
Macchiato.
His character, anyways, he's from Reseda, you know. They actually go back to that same apartment building that does exist in Reseda.
It was on Reseda Boulevard, right?
Yeah.
It's called like the Surf.
They show it and it doesn't have the palm trees anymore in the front, but no, it still kind of looks the same. And they go back to it and they show old scenes from them going back there, like when, you know, from the first movies. And mm-hmm. I was like, whoa, that's cool. So yeah, it's all set in the valley.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting, man.
Huh.
I'm glad they kept it local.
Yeah, so they must have shot it here, obviously.
Yeah, it's all shot here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can totally tell, too.
And that's actually interesting because, speaking of that, same note, California finally extended the film and tax TV credit.
Yeah.
Film and TV tax credit until 2025. Yeah. $330 million in tax credits that's annually.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, until 2025. That's great.
Bring film back to LA.
Yeah.
Because it's been running out. You know, yeah. Like it's people going to Canada and Atlanta. Sorry,
yeah.
Mark.
Yeah.
Come back, Mark.
Come back, Mark. We miss you. yeah, everything's shooting in Atlanta, Toronto, even London.
Yeah.
I guess they're doing the tax credits I know Mission Impossible, the new one, shot in London a lot. I think one of the Star Wars did too.
Star Wars is almost never shot in LA, right?
Right.
They got like someone in, like they have a studio in Australia, I think, in London.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do know. I think they did some pickup shots at J.J. Abrams' studio in Santa Monica.
Did they?
So I know somebody that works. He's like a BTS guy for Bad Robot.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they did some pickup shots over there. But yeah, it's good. Like they're enticing more
they should, man,
productions to shoot here.
California should be the film state.
Yeah.
We've always been and
we always should. I mean, this is where it all began pretty much.
Weather and all. We got everything here.
Yeah. So many different like types of locations. The beaches, the mountains, the city.
Yeah.
Everything. The weather, it almost never rains.
You have snow. You have heat. Yeah. Beach.
The desert.
Everything.
Everything. You can't beat it. but it's good. Like, you know, bring jobs here, keep them here.
Yeah.
And it's also because a lot of people like will have to move to Atlanta, like Mark. Yeah. Like a lot of people have to move there.
We're talking about Mark from our last episode.
Yeah, from episode five. From five. Yeah. Mark Mendoza. Yeah. They'll have to
move. He's from LA and he moved to Atlanta for work. You know, he lives there now because of the film work, but he wishes he can live here in California.
Yeah.
But, you know.
He stays busy out there with like studio features and
yeah, a lot of stuff went out there like you know, Walking Bad.
It's a mix of Breaking Bad and Walking Dead.
Hey, bitch.
Breaking Dead. Yo, bitch.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. They're trying to keep it here. I mean,
yeah, bringing it back
to Cali because we need the work and the money. I mean, it brings a lot of revenue overall. Like, people spend money here. The crew will spend money here. They'll spend the money in local businesses.
Like,
and
yeah, and it's like people...
It improves our economy.
Yeah, big time, which California needs. Yeah,
exactly.
But, like, yeah, it's good, too, because, like, especially people with families, they don't have to all of a sudden leave their families or move their families to Atlanta or, for a while, South Carolina was pretty big or Toronto or Vancouver.
Right.
You know, they could just stay here, you know,
in
L.A. Sucks for the other markets, but, like, everything's here. All the sound stages.
I feel like a lot of people that work in those areas are probably from L.A. or came from L.A.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's always the exception, but, you know, like, guys like Mark, you know, like,
yeah.
I know the guy that got him in was from L.A. as well.
Right.
And
yeah, I know he said the Teamsters were from Atlanta.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm sure most of the other crew is from L.A.
Yeah.
So, at least they wouldn't have to...
We will see when,
in
the coming years how busy he gets.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it'll definitely, hopefully it'll be picking up more. It's been pretty busy overall anyway, but I feel like it'll be even more so in the coming years.
Right.
Which is definitely a good thing.
It's a good.
We need the jobs, please. Please, we like them.
You know what went out of California? It was the porn biz.
Did it? I thought it was all in Chesapeake.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I read an article or a friend told me.
Asking for a friend.
I was asking for a friend. And no, I did read an article, and actually it's an LA Times article that said a lot of it went in Miami.
Huh.
Because California has those strict... the safe sex thing now. They got to use condoms or something.
Oh.
And Miami doesn't, so a lot of it went over there. So not that I know.
I mean, I don't... not that I'm a pro or anything.
Not that I know anything.
Hey. Well, I mean, I guess in that case, the tax credit doesn't matter.
I mean,
are they even getting tax credits on those?
I don't know how that works, man.
I feel like they're probably much smaller budget.
But they are businesses, you know? That's true.
Have
production companies that do that. And
that's true.
I'm sure they got, you know, they rent houses and stuff, I assume, because I don't watch that stuff.
I assume. But, asking for a friend.
But I don't know. It's pretty, I don't know. If anybody works in the PORN industry, in the prawn industry.
Maybe they can clarify.
They can maybe clarify how that works. I mean, do they go through Film LA for permits, or do they just shoot?
Yeah, I don't know. Or do they just steal the shot?
They just probably steal it.
Hmm. Yeah, I wonder.
I wonder, too. We should
get somebody from Film LA on.
Yeah. Do you guys ever get permits from Vivid?
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, the tax credit would be amazing.
Yeah, I hope it does. I mean, it will. But
I feel like it'll bring at least... Hopefully more studio features, but also more studio shows.
Right.
Like, you know, big budget.
Oh, you know what I want to talk about?
Scripted shows. What's that?
About Roseanne. Hmm.
The new one. You think? The spinoff.
So, is that really happening?
It's officially greenlit.
What's it called?
The Conners.
The Conners.
Yeah, it's coming out in the fall.
What a stupid thing to do on her part, but
yeah, whatever. But I'm glad they didn't penalize the rest of the cast and crew.
Because it's what, 200 people that work
on that
show,
yeah,
including the actors,
yeah. A lot of them spoke up. Sarah Gilbert was like, "This is
no."
Like,
yeah.
Roseanne's views don't.
I'm surprised, like the actual, like, you know, like Goodman are actually, they're like for it, you know, like because you know it's Roseanne.
She definitely. Made the show, but
yeah,
I don't know. Maybe she told them, like,
I thought people would side with her, like, hey, you know, she's my friend or whatever, but
yeah, but also, you want a job,
yeah,
and like,
yeah,
dude, they were
and
making
that
a
job
ton of money.
Was gonna go on for a while because they did get greenlit for season two,
yeah, and the first episode got amazing, like, ratings.
I was watching it, it was doing good, it's great, it's a good show.
I think the first episode had 16 million viewers,
wow,
yeah.
But do you think it's gonna retain its popularity with Roseanne?
Without Roseanne, the only reason I'm gonna say yes is because I feel like after her comments, a lot of people are against her anyway.
Yeah. Well, at least for the first season, is it gonna be first season of Conners now?
Yeah,
because it won't be like season two of Roseanne.
Right.
Are they gonna kill her off? Well, I have questions, Gary.
I do too.
Are they killing her off, or what are they doing?
That hasn't been confirmed yet.
Did she overdose on the pills she was on? Because she was doing the pills.
Oh, because they did.
That's
the,
a good one, huh?
Pill swap.
I should be a goddamn writer on that show.
Damn, hello.
Hey, Conners people.
Hey, if you guys are listening, you got Gary and Jaimito here.
Hey, so she overdoses on these pills, right? Because she's got that bum knee.
Yep, because she took the too many Vicodin when she thought they were arthritis pills.
That's right. And then she overdosed.
And then she was like, bye-bye, and Conners.
And it's only Conners now.
Yeah.
I hope they stay in the same house. Well, they should, right?
Or maybe she gets in a fight with Dan, moves in with her mother.
Hmm.
But then the storyline with her mother is funny.
But then wouldn't they have to revisit?
Oh, they would have to doesn't work. Scratch that.
She's out.
Nobody heard that.
The character doesn't exist.
Yeah.
It's like, we killed her off.
We killed
somehow
her.
She's got to be out.
She OD'd on the pills.
She OD'd.
Yeah. We're going to call it that.
Yeah.
Even if that didn't happen, that's what happened.
And then a few years when she changes her political views.
Yeah. We'll see if we bring her back to life.
It'll be Roseanne again.
We'll see if somebody learned how to do CPR.
Just like they killed out John's Goodman's character and then he came back.
Yeah, and then
that's interesting. I was enjoying that show, man. It's kind of sad.
I liked it. Yeah, it is sad because it was like halfway through the season.
Yeah.
Hi, Roseanne. Why?
Why? Keep your opinions to yourself.
Speaking of Roseanne, you ever watch the Roseanne roast from back in the day?
Well, I think I did see that.
All right. My favorite line ever. I think it was Jeff Ross that said it.
Yeah.
It was at the time when Roseanne was running for president.
Oh, that's right. She did run, dude.
Jeff Ross goes, Roseanne, instead of running for president, why don't you try walking on a treadmill?
Oh, man. She was heavier, though.
Yeah, back then. Yeah, she lost a ton of weight.
She did.
Oh, man, that was my favorite.
She does have, like, fucked up knees and something like that, right?
Probably, yeah.
I heard that's actually true.
Yeah, maybe that's why they incorporated into the show.
Could be.
Huh.
Who knows?
Who knows? But I tell you what, I tell you something.
You know what else I watched?
What's that?
Side note. Is this funny movie called Fist Fight?
Fist Fight?
With Ice Cube.
Oh, is that the one with Ice Cube and Charlie Day?
A teacher, yeah.
Oh, how was it?
It's hilarious.
I love Charlie.
Dude, I was like, all right. I put it on. I was like, all right, I'll check this out. Whatever. Dude, I was cracking up. It's a great movie. I mean, it's if you like comedies and you like stupid shit like that, mm-hmm. it's great. I mean, it's not Schindler's List, you know, obviously. But
it's not an Oscar you should
movie. Check it out, dude. It'll for sure. It'll make you laugh. It'll make you freaking laugh. It's a cheesy, corny movie, but it's funny. So is Blockers.
Blockers with John Cena. Did you see that? I did see that.
Oh my god.
Yeah, me and my hilarious. Girlfriend went to go see that.
That's another
that movie's
one.
Funny.
Yeah, that's another recommend. That actually got good reviews.
Yeah.
We got like 80% like Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, it had the lady tomatoes, from Knocked Up and
yeah, it's got good people in it.
Yeah, it was
John
funny.
Cena, man. Out of nowhere, being an actor. Look at him.
Yeah, and you know, I still feel like he's cheesy.
Yeah.
He's not.
But that's why he's
at...
in him, because he's like a big he's a big ass dude who's just trying to act. But
yeah.
You know, good for him.
He was in, what's that other movie?
But you know what? I like the fact that he's not trying to be like The Rock.
Right.
Mr. Action Hero.
I love The Rock, but his movies are getting cheesier and cheesier.
Rock doesn't do comedies.
No.
He tried, but.
Yeah.
You know.
He.
Same with Vin Diesel when he tried. Doesn't work. Like The Pacifier.
Oh, The Pacifier.
Oh, my God.
I forgot about that movie. Yeah, Everybody should forget about that movie.
But John Cena's okay doing comedy. He's actually, he plays a funny guy.
Yeah. Yeah, it is true. It is good that he's not trying to like.
Yeah, he's not going full on Rock.
Yeah. Yeah, because have you seen the trailer for that new movie, Skyscraper, The Rock's in?
He's in like every. Yeah. He's like.
That. He's in like four movies that just came out.
There's like that.
Rampage.
Rampage with the monkey.
Which, all right. I love Rampage, the video game.
Yeah.
But this movie just looks terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't seen that. I haven't seen.
Wow.
Take it easy. An airplane just crashed in your backyard. I mean, the studio.
It's the studio. NoHo Studios. Our multi-billion-dollar studio.
NoHo North.
NoHo North.
I think you do have a runway back here somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere.
It's close by.
I have. That's how good I do. That's how good I did in June. I have my own airport now.
You built your own airport.
Yeah.
Adjacent to Burbank's. In between Burbank and NoHo.
It's the Nobo.
Nobo.
Nobo Aeropuerto.
Burho.
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 Flights are really cheap out of Burho.
Burho.
I think we're onto something here.
I think the pilots are the LaCroix.
City of LA, if you're listening, I think we got some new city planners here.
Oh, man.
Wow.
So
anyways, yeah. So so guys, we have good news. We are back on iTunes.
Oh yeah.
We made it to the big leagues.
Big league.
Yeah, we were on iTunes, but things were kind of messed up. If you subscribed early on, you could see we were just as an episode and not a show.
So if you were subscribed, I recommend you go back and check.
Yeah.
Because stuff changed.
Yeah, so we're on there now as Two Guys on Set Podcast.
Yeah,
go on there, subscribe.
Make sure you subscribe.
Yeah,
write us a good review.
Yeah,
if you want to write us a bad review, then
just don't write us a
don't
review.
Do it, because
please
it,
don't do it.
It affects my Yelp score.
He goes down to number 70 on the cheap food list.
Yeah, then I can't.
Yeah,
I'll lose customers.
Yeah,
so make sure they're all good reviews. I don't want the bad reviews.
Bad reviews are not welcome.
They're not welcome.
Please.
I don't want a C rating on my restaurant.
Yeah. Then people are going to be like, it's dirty in there, my friend. I don't want to eat in your restaurant.
They have roaches.
They have a one star on iTunes. We cannot eat there.
You cannot eat. Yeah, so make sure you write us a good review. We have a few now.
Yeah. I think we have like two or three.
And we're having like probably like over 500 Twitter followers now.
Yeah, seriously. Thank you to everybody on
That's
Twitter.
That's cool.
Because we're at like 580 something.
We should mention our Patreon.
Well, We got to get that set up.
Never mind. So. Don't mention it.
Hey, we'll get there. We'll get there.
Just send us cash.
Hey. In envelopes. Like your parents used to give you to go to school with. Lunch money.
No, yeah. So we got some stuff in the works. Yeah. We'll let you know. Thank you, Twitter followers. Yep. We're on
YouTube.
Yahoo-tube?
Yahoo-tube.
What do the kids say?
Yahoo-tube.
We're on the face.
FaceTimer? Tube? Booker? Face
tube,
what?
Tube face?
We're on Tweetbook.
We're on Tweetbook now. Make sure you check us out on, no, for real, YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube. No, but for real, though, YouTube. No,
for real, though.
No, for real. We're on, yeah, on YouTube at Two Guys On Set. If you don't want to listen to the podcast on iTunes or whatever, you can just go to YouTube. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter.
Instagram
and Twitter at Two Guys On Set. You can follow my
Facebook.
Facebook at Two Guys On Set. Yep.
MySpace.
Oh, wait, no. MySpace at two nothing.
Two dudes.
Find us on Friendster at good luck finding Friendster.
Find us on College Club. That's before your time.
Dude. Oh, I don't even know about College Club.
It's only for college people.
Oh.
Because I went to college.
College.
For
wow.
9 years.
You're a seasoned veteran.
I took the extended route. The scenic view.
Hey, it was a detour. You know?
Hey. I enjoyed it.
You know, you could...
Shtiki floor it?
You could follow... Yeah. Follow my sketch comedy channel on YouTube at Shtiki Floor.
If people are wondering why we're so giddy today, because we switched up from sensitive soda
to nonsensitive beer.
Bubbly. It's still bubbly.
The thing is, you need the bubbles.
We should do this now, man. Forget it. Forget sensitive soda. Nobody sponsored our show.
Yeah, you know Industries. We tried La Croce. Well, they can't really sponsor us now because the CEO is kind of wrapped up.
Oh, that's right. So now we're doing beers. We'll do a beer every show.
Yeah. You know what? It's better this way. You know? Yeah. Hey. How you doing?
This show is sponsored by Pacifico.
Pacifico. The ultimate beer of choice.
For bilingual people.
Pacifico, if you're listening.
Cerveza Pacifico.
La cerveza. De Pacifico.
Pacifico means Pacific.
El Nino is Spanish for the Nino.
The Nino.
And yeah. What about
follow
what
me
about
on
your
Instagram? Hammett.g.photography.
Yeah.
Trap album coming soon.
Trap album dropping.
Yeah.
Dropping like an easy bake oven.
And I think that's it. We got some more good episodes coming up. I think we have an interview next episode, right?
Yes, we do.
We're working on more guests, so.
Yeah. Next week we have Aaron Basabi on. Yeah.
You booked him?
I booked him.
What'd you pay him?
I paid him 7.9 easy bake ovens.
Damn, baller. You're going to fly him in to Burho?
Yeah, from Burho.
To Burho.
From NoHo.
Easy bake ovens.
Yeah.
Done with round two of your muffins.
I'm making brownies for our guests, okay?
Nice.
I got a new 25-watt light bulb in there. It's the power of infrared cooking.
That's great.
Without infrared.
That's great.
Yeah.
Ding. Save those muffins for Aaron.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, how you doing? Sticky. You know what I mean? Sticky.
And that's it. So thank you for listening to another episode of Two Goats Between the Sheets.
Oh.
No.
No.
Two Guys On Set.
Two Guys On Set. Yeah.
We appreciate your support.
Yep.
Subscribe. Write a good review, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yep.
All right, Gary. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.